Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans. Now, sit down in your seat. This is one of them. We're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Kaylin Ravenzi, who is the Chief Celebration Officer. God, that's such a cool name. Chief Celebration Officer at Kaylin Ravenzi Coaching Celebrate You. She's also an author, professional speaker, movement maker, and life coach for moms and dads with LGBTQ plus children. Kaylin, welcome.
Oh, Mitchell, thank you. It's so good to be here. It's so good to see you. Thank you so much.
Ditto. It was so much fun. It's been too long. It was so much fun to get caught up, and we probably let the catch-up session go a little bit too long. But it's so cool to see who you are, where you're growing, what you've done, who you serve. It's just extremely beautiful, and I'd love for the audience to get to know you a little better through your customer point of pain. What is your CPOP?
My CPOP is parents of LGBTQ plus children who are immobilized. Completely immobilized.
That's a beautiful word. Well, it's a scary word. Mm-hmm. It's a frightening word. Mm-hmm. But it's still a beautiful word because it explains what's going on. Because it's when things are not what other people think are normal, whatever that is, there are so many different reasons why people just get stuck in their tracks. The entire planet, by the way, has just recently been stuck in its track.
Yeah.
And so given what you do, tell me more.
So, you know, it's very interesting because there are really top five things that immobilize the parents of these beautiful LGBTQ plus children. The first is always going to be fear. The second, faith. The third, family. The fourth, community. And the fifth is power. And that power makes them feel like they've lost control. They feel like they have no power. And granted, those are just the top five. There are many, many more. Many, many more. But this work that we do is so deep, such deep work, that we have to do this on a one-on-one coaching experience because it is such deep pulling back the layers work that we do.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do some fun stuff, but nothing close to that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Yes, I am the proud. Now I can say this now with pure love in my heart. I'm the proud mother of a gay son, and he is the one who has taught me that it's not about me. His life story was never mine to write, and that I am only meant to love and accept his reality. Love him and accept his reality.
That's beautiful.
And I get to figure out where I'm not clicking with his issue. So here's a quote I had a friend say. He said, if I have a bigger problem with your problem than you do, then I'm the one with the problem. And that's the work I do.
Wow. That's beautiful. Almost speechless. Not exactly. I love that quote.
It's very
how many
powerful.
People, since you started doing this, how many people have you helped and supported?
In the past 4 years, because it is such deep work, I've helped over 50 people, 50 individuals be able to work through this process. And it is so beautiful to watch them come out the other side and realize, here's the kicker, that they have always been awesome and wonderful and fantastic. and that this experience with their child or children has been their greatest gift to help them realize how beautiful and wonderful they are.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Kaylin, that is just super cool. Thank you.
Deep, deep passionate work.
How do you go about sharing your credibility?
So I go about sharing that through, I work with one-on-one coaching, obviously, that deep, deep coaching, YouTube, Facebook, telesummits, speaking engagements, being able to, when I get in front of an audience and I'm able to grab their ear, grab their heart, they get it. They feel it, whether it's on a video platform or an in-person platform. So that's how we go about doing that. I go about doing that.
You know, there was one thing in the green room you talked about, a community you're involved with.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me a little bit more.
Oh, they just make me weep with joy. It's the community. It's a nationwide community. It's called Flag, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. And it's an opportunity, and doesn't matter, they're nationwide. They've got multiple chapters throughout the nation in various cities. And whenever you go, you're sitting there with these people. Ha, that's the kicker. When I've gone to these meetings, I realize that all I'm doing is sitting down with friends who have had a really, really hard time. These are just people. They're just humans. They're just like you and I. They breathe in and they breathe out. And all they want, just like you and I, is to be loved authentically for who they are and to be accepted for who they are. That's it.
That's just crazy amazing. So if you're listening to this or you're watching this, maybe this is you. Maybe this is somebody in your family. Maybe this is somebody in your network. This is a friend. This is a coworker. It's somebody you know who is immobilized by the life that their child is living. And you know that life can be better for them. I would highly suggest that you reach out to Kaylin Ravenzi. Kaylin, what would be the best way for people to go about doing that?
The best way to reach me is at my email, which is kaylin@kaylinravenzi.com. My website, kaylinravenzi.com. Or they can even call me. I would love that. Area code 435-770-7482.
Beautiful. Thank you for the work you're doing in life, in the world. And thanks for showing up and sharing your credibility today.
I appreciate that. And thank you again, my beautiful friend, for allowing me this opportunity to share my heart.
My pleasure. And, you know, if you're at this stage of the video or the audio, you know what to do. Click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.